Merry Christmas 2023. Today is Christmas Day 2023. God's loving kindness and faithfulness has carried us. And today we are in Christmas Day 2023. The reason for the season is Christ. That is why we cannot avoid but have a Merry Christmas. We thank God because of his loving kindness and faithfulness that has carried us this far. God has been so gracious and has been so faithful. Let me tell you, there are so many plans that are made with Christmas in mind, and we are here this day. So many people had so many plans, and they had put in place mechanisms of what they will do on Christmas Day, but they are not here. But you and me, my brother and my sister, we are here. And therefore, from Charles Peter Inspirations, it is my joy to wish you a merry, merry Christmas. We thank God because of his love and faithfulness in giving us this day. Allow me to say that Christmas Day, we celebrate God's love for mankind. This is the day that God became man. He came down to man's level so that he can be able to help us because we were unable to help ourselves. God came down to our level. This is the day one of the most famous verses of the scriptures actually was realized. For God so loved the world. That is John chapter 3, verse 16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the day when God became one of us. This is the day when God extended his love through his hand, inviting man to an eternal fellowship with him. Ever since the earth was created, God's desire has always been to have an unbroken fellowship with man. Remember the Garden of Eden, he would always visit Adam and Eve at the cool of the day for fellowship. God created man for fellowship. But unfortunately, this fellowship was messed by sin. But God's heart and desire has always been to be with a man in an eternal state of unbroken relationship. This happened during Christmas Day when God, having tried all means, he tried the law. The law did not work because man would always break the law. The law was not able to save. He tried to send the prophets one after another. But the power of sin in a man's life, unfortunately, could not recognize those prophets, and most of them ended up being killed. And finally, God decided, no, I want eternal fellowship with man. I am going to go there myself. He sent his only begotten son. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come and be with us, to come and be one of us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Allow me to say, during Christmas, it is like God was proposing to us. God was proposing to us for marriage. God was asking our hands for an eternal fellowship with him. God was asking our hands for an eternal unbroken relationship with him. He extended his hand, inviting us for an eternal relationship with him. It is like a marriage proposal. God was making a marriage proposal on Christmas Day, and he was telling you, you have run away from me for too long. We have had a broken relationship for too long. You have tried to hide from me for too long, ever since Adam and Eve hid when they sinned. You have tried to hide from me for too long. But here I am, I'm inviting you. I am inviting you for an eternal fellowship with you. At Christmas Day, God extended his hand of love for mankind. And he told us to come to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's like the engagement ring that he gave us. That if only we can say yes, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God's desire is that we can respond to this engagement. We can respond to this proposal. And as if that is not enough, he sealed this proposal with his own blood when he agreed to die on the cross because of man. Remember him telling his disciples in the last supper, greater love has no man than this, that I am giving my life for you. I want to seal my marriage proposal with my own blood. And you know something, one day that marriage will be consummated at what the scripture calls the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the scripture says that blessed and happy and holy are all those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That is the time when Jesus will be wholly united with his bride. And that is the church. That is the time that this relationship, that this proposal will be finally consummated. We shall always be with the Lord. My brother and my sister, Merry Christmas. But allow me to ask you, have you accepted God's invitation have you accepted God's proposal? Have you accepted God's invitation for an eternal unbroken relationship with you? You can RSVP today. You can tell him, Lord, I am willing. Lord, I am willing to be betrothed with you forever. I am willing to be yours forever. Let us pray together. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for speaking to us. And thank you for enabling us to see Christmas Day 2023. And today you have reminded us that on Christmas, you proposed for marriage. You proposed for an eternal and broken relationship with you. You loved man so much that you gave us Jesus, whom we celebrate today. And I pray that, Lord, as many as can hear my voice, they do not have this relationship with you, that you may convict them by the power of your Holy Spirit and help them to come to you to be their Lord and Savior, that they can say yes to your marriage proposal, that they can say yes to your desire to be with a man forever. And that, Lord, they will be there during the marriage supper of the Lamb. As many as will say, yes, Lord, come into my life. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And I accept you to have an eternal fellowship with you. God, grant them that desire and become their Lord and Savior. Thank you for speaking to us. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from Charles Peter Inspirations. I pray that God will guide you and be with you the whole of this day. He will fill you with a joy and you will see his loving kindness and faithfulness uphold you in all that you shall do. We love you and we wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us for this inspiration. Have yourself a beautiful day. Merry Christmas.